아, 맞다.
사람프요.
아멘.
아멘.
我再讲一个见证啊.
So I will bear another testimony.
1976年
In 1976,
日本一个青年来台湾学院受训.
So there is a youth from Japan that came over to theological seminary in Taiwan for training.
后来当传道，他叫摩尼西玛.
So he become a preacher. His name is Monishima.
因为我以前受日本教育，所以会用日本话给他上课.
Because I had a Japanese education before, which is why I can able to train him in Japanese.
讲义也是用日文写出来的.
So the material is written in Japanese.
有一天，上午的课完，中午要到地下室餐厅吃饭.
So one day after the morning class, and we are going to the basement for our meal.
那几天前下过雨，雨水从外面淋到里面来，这个地下室因为光线不很好，我们要看清楚，从上面下去那个石阶、楼梯石阶有水，我看不到。
So because for the past few days there have been a heavy rains and because the foundation is not the church did not our foundation was not built properly so there will be a dripping the water seep into the underground basement and there's a puddle of water and I walked and slipped and fell.
剩下两个石阶就到地下室，但是有水没有看见，就踏在那个水就滑倒。
So I was coming down from the stairs and didn't see the puddle of water. I stepped on it and fell.
这个右边的膝盖就是碰到这个地板，地板是水泥地板。
So on my right knee, it hit hard onto the concrete floor.
因为很痛，我就坐在那边。
And it was very painful, so I sat down.
那个日本的神学生要把我扶起来，我说不能摸，很痛。
So this student wanted to help me out, but I told him that it is too painful, so do not touch me.
然后有两个神学生，还有一个台中的传道。 一个人拖住我的腰，一个拖着我的腿，一个拖着我的头，三个人举高，然后开车送去中医师接骨院那边接骨。
So later on, two more students and one more preacher, they actually carry me. Three of them carry me and brought me to the traditional Chinese medicine doctor.
那个中医师很有经验，他不必照 X 光，用手摸就知道我的膝盖骨破成六块。
So the Chinese doctor is very knowledgeable. He did not go through an X-ray, but he touched my bone and he know that my patella has cracked into six pieces.
膝盖小小的破成六块，一定是差不多碎了。
So the patella being a very small bone, since it's cracked into six pieces, it means that yes, it is very in small pieces.
这一座住了差不多40天就回来。
So I was treated for 40 days before I returned.
起初拿拐杖，后来就不用拿拐杖。
So initially I had to use a cane to walk, but later on I need not to.
但经过了一年祷告时候，这个右边的腿不能跪下来。
So after a year when I kneel down and pray, my right knee I couldn't kneel down and pray.
就是不能跪也不能蹲。
So I cannot squat or kneel.
右边的腿筋骨感觉很硬，很僵硬。
And on my right leg, the tendons feel very, it is very tense.
有一个弟兄也会接骨，有一天他来台中。
So another brother who knows how to realign my bone, he came to Taichung.
我说我这个膝盖受伤已经一年，但是现在可以走路，不能跪，不能蹲。
So I told this brother that this incident happened a year ago that and now I'm able to walk, but I cannot squat, I cannot kneel down.
他也是很有经验，不必照X光，用手就摸就知道，说你膝盖骨没有接好。
And this brother is also very experienced. The moment he touched my leg, he says that because the bones within my fibula and tibula is not being arranged properly.
你能走路都很幸运了，不可能跪，不可能蹲了。
So it is very lucky for you to actually walk. It is, it's impossible for you to squat or to kneel down.
我问他要怎么办呢?
So I asked him, what should I do?
他说已经一年了，现在要接也不能接了。
So he said that it has already been a year, so it is not easy for me to actually align it up.
你要去找西医骨科开刀，重新接。
So he told me that you have to go to the Western medical doctor to look for the go through a surgeon before let them do construction constructive surgery.
我想去找骨科开刀重新接，可能也要花一个月以上吧。
So I was thinking to myself, if I were to look for orthodontics, it probably take more than a month.
因为我工作忙，没有那么多时间去医院休息。
And I was thinking to myself, because my work is very heavy, I do not have time to stay in the hospital for that period of time.
我说如果不去开刀怎么样啊？
So I asked him, if I do not go through surgery, what should I do?
你不开刀，你就永远这样，能走路不能跪不能蹲了。
And he told me that if you do not go through surgery, you will never be able to squat on you.
我说那我不是残废吗？
Then I told him, am I considered as a handicap?
他就拍抱我的肩膀说，主耶稣能了。
So he tapped on my shoulder and said, Jesus Christ is able to.
我心里想，主耶稣能还要你说吗？
So I was thinking to myself, if Jesus Christ has an ability, do I need you to tell me that?
我每天都讲耶稣能啊。
Every day I preach that. I preach about the ability of Jesus Christ.
但是他笑笑，没有再说什么。
So he looked at me and smiled and did not say anything.
后来他回去了。
So later on he returned.
我就想他做一句话，主耶稣能。
So I ponder over the statement of what he said, that Jesus Christ is able to.
谁都会讲了。
Everybody knows how to say that.
我也常常讲了。
And I always say that.
问题是说信到什么程度了。
But the problem is, what is the level of our faith?
所以他说主耶稣能的意思就是说， 你要祷告了。
So when he said that Jesus Christ is able to heal you, it means that you have to pray.
只有两条路可以走啊。
So there's only two paths.
第一条路找医生开刀。
The first path is to go through surgery.
第二条路祷告。
The second path is to pray.
没有别的路了。
There's no other path.
所以他才主耶稣能。
So, which is why he said that Jesus Christ is able to.
然后我就开始进入祷告。
So I started to fast and pray.
我家里因为进入祷告， 体验很多神迹。
Because in my family we have fasted and prayed and we have experienced the
power of God. 每天早上不吃不喝祷告。
So every I fasted the breakfast.
经过没有多久，感觉这个右边的腿筋骨不那么坚硬了。
So after several session, I feel that the tendon on my right leg start to loosen up.
再过没有多久就可以跪蹲啊。
So after a period of time, I can kneel down and squat down.
后来我去普主教会协助灵会。
So later on, I went to 普主 Church to assist in the spiritual convocation.
这个弟兄属于这个教会，他也来参加灵会。
So the brother that came to 台中, he reside in 普子, and he came for the spiritual convocation.
他问你的膝盖怎么样啊？
He asked me, how is your knee?
我说我跪给你看。
And I told him that I can kneel down and let you see.
问你有没有去开刀啊？
He asked me whether I go through constructive
我说没有，祷告好的。
And I told him, no, I did not, but I pray for healing.
他就在拍拍我的肩膀说，哦，耶稣医你的了。
So he pat on my back and said that Jesus Christ has healed you.
这样过了二十年。
So after 20 years,
1996年。
In 1996,
我感觉这个脊椎骨有一点酸痛。
I feel that I feel soreness and numbness in my spinal cord.
弯腰比较困难。
It is tough for me to bend my back.
我听说年纪大了， 骨这个钙质会流失严重，就变成骨质疏松症。
And I have learned that as my age progresses, that I would have experienced the loss of calcium, and that would lead to osteoporosis.
台中就有一个弟兄是骨科医生。
So in Taichung there is an orthodontics.
我就去看他。
So I went and looked for him.
我说我这个脊椎骨会酸痛。
I told him that I experienced pain in my spinal cord.
弯腰有困难。
And I have a problem bending my body.
是不是钙质流失太多？
Is it because I have lost too much calcium?
他这个要照X光才知道。
And he told me that you have to go through an X-ray.
就照了几张相片。
So he took a few X-ray.
然后他过三天你才来看结果。
And he told me to come back three days later for the result.
3天后去看他。
So after 3 days,
他把几张相片放在桌子上， 然后有灯光照明。
So he put the X-ray behind a bright light.
他第一句要问我，
The first question he asked,
你走路右边的腿会不会痛？
He asked me, when you walk on your right leg, would you feel any pain?
我说不会啊。
I said no.
你怎么这么问啊？
I asked him, why did you ask?
他说你看你的相片。
And he said, take a look at your photo.
你左边的膝盖骨小小很完整，你右边的膝盖骨很大。
He told me,
中间有一个裂缝没有接好。
And he told me on your left leg there is a small patella, but on your right leg the patella is very big and there's a crack in of hairline crack.
就是你曾经受过伤，但是没有接好。
It means that you had an that area has been injured before and it was not properly reconstructed.
膝盖有一个臼，那么那个臼破裂没有接好，照理说你不能走路了。
So because at the knee area there is a ligament. If the ligament is not being aligned properly, you are not supposed to walk.
如果你勉强走啊，会痛啊。
If you try to force your way, you actually feel the pain in your leg.
我说这个不是刚刚发生，已经二十年了。
I told him that this happened 20 years ago.
我走路从来没有痛过。
And when I walk, I never feel any pain.
有人说骨头受伤会变气象台，就气候改变的时候啊会酸痛。我从来没有痛过。
And someone once says that if you have injury at your joint, you will be just like the weather station. Whenever there's a storm brewing, you will know it.
我还可以跑步
I can run.
我还可以爬山
I can climb the mountain.
沙巴那个神山、啊、比台湾玉山还要高，我都爬过。
So I went to the Mount Kota Kinabalu in Sabah and it's taller than the mountain is taller than the one in Taiwan. I'm still able to climb it.
他问你爬山有没有用右腿爬。
I asked him whether when you climb the mountain did you make use of your right leg.
我说医生你跟我开玩笑。
So I asked you, are you joking with me?
我用左腿跳到山上，又用左腿跳下来，不用右腿这样吗
？So I asked him, do you assume that I only jump my way all up to the mountain and with one leg and jump all my way down with one leg?
他说你真的会爬山啊
？So he asked me, do you really know how to climb the mountain?
我说就是这样啊。
I said this is the case.
他说我不了解。
He said, I do not understand.
我说神迹了。
I said, this is a miracle.
你能了解就不是神迹了。
If you are able to understand it, it would no longer be a miracle.
你不了解才是神迹啊。
Whatever that you do not understand is a miracle.
你认为不可能，结果变得可能啊。
Whatever you reckon that it is impossible and become possible, it is a miracle.
人认为不可能，在神什么都能啊。
Whatever that is impossible in the eyes of God is possible in the eyes. Whatever that is impossible in the eyes of man is possible in the eyes of God.
也是我在北部一个教会见证完了。
So there's one time when I was in the northern part of Taiwan.
我告诉弟兄姐妹说，我这个膝盖骨现在还是中间裂痕还是裂开，没有接回来。
So I told the brothers and sisters that on my right leg the patella is still cracked.
一边的膝盖骨凸出来。
And one side of the patella is protruding out.
啊，如果你们喜欢看啊，弟兄可以来看啊。
So,
这个聚会完啊，我给你看我的膝盖骨。
So after service, if you're interested in looking at this phenomenon, you can come and take a look.
有几个弟兄好奇，用照相机照起来。
And some of the brothers were very curious. They even took photographs of it.
上礼拜在大大叔灵会，我也有讲这个见证。哎，聚会完也是有几个弟兄来照相机来照。
So, last week when I was in the past week, I was also in Dallas when I tell them about this.This incident, they also took some pictures of my leg.
神有能力给他恢复原来的样子。
God has the ability to allow my knee to be healed back in its original position.
恢复原来的样子是一种神迹。恢复原来的样子是神迹了。就是裂痕呐，裂痕补回来是神迹了。
So if the crack is able to gap up and heal by itself, it is a miracle.
但裂痕没有补回来。就是保留这个裂开的状态。
But if the patella is still cracked,
照理说不能走路。
And in the by right you should not be able to walk.
勉强走会痛。
And if you force yourself to walk, you experience pain.
但我会跑步，会爬山，不会痛。
But I'm able to run, I'm able to climb the mountain, and I do not feel any pain at
all. 气候变也不会酸痛。
And even there's a change of weather, I do not feel any pain.
这个神迹不是更大吗？
And this is an even greater miracle.
对，每次我看到我的膝盖骨，我就感谢神。
So every time when I see my patella, I would actually thank God.
人所认为不可能的，神都能做到。
Whatever men deem impossible is possible in the eyes of God.
我们教会真的有神迹，有神的能力了。
So our church definitely has the miracle signs and wonders.
基督身体要预备的第三个要有的第三个条件。
And this is the criteria for being the body of Christ.
好，现在我来讲我们教会的未来跟使命。
So now I'm going to talk about what is the future hold for our church and what is the commission of our church?
我们教会从大陆算起已经传了90多年。
So our church established in China and from that time till now is about 90 over years.
但是世界很多地方没有我们的教会。
But in different, there are many parts of the world that do not have our church.
我们常常说我们就要传遍天下，好像不太可能。
Every time we always say that we have to preach the gospel to the ends of the world, it seems that it is
impossible. 因为几十年过去了，还有很多地方没有我们的教会。
Because after so many years of preaching, there are still many parts of the world that do not have our church.
但我们从圣经预言可以看出来，我们叫未来是会乐观的。
But from the Bible, it is something that is optimistic because in the future, the church will be spread throughout the whole world.
那我们既然是神建立的真教会，
and since our church is a church established by God,
我们就使命把这个福音传开，
and we are commissioned to spread the gospel.
其他教会有的传福音很积极，
and some other churches, when they are preaching the gospel, they preach it very fervently.
我1985年去过非洲奈及利亚。
In 1984, I've been to South Africa, to Africa in Nigeria.
那届传道做见证。
So,
哎，对，这个奈及利亚的非洲传道做见证。
So the preacher in Nigeria actually give a testimony.
他说讲英文我听不懂，梁传人跟我替我做翻译。
So he was speaking English, I couldn't understand. So preacher Liang was interpreting for me.
他说他们那边以前没有基督教。
And that preacher says that.In the past, they don't have any church over there.
100多年前，有7个英国的宣教师大船去。
So about 100 years ago, there are 7 missionaries from England that went over to South Africa.
结果翻船。
And the boat actually capsized.
3个会游泳，登陆。
So 3 of them know how to swim and they landed.
4个不会游泳，死掉了。
So 4 of them drowned.
就三个登陆以后，
so after this tree has landed,
其中两个被当地的非洲人杀掉。
Out of the three of them, two of them has been killed by the local tribe.
以前那边人会杀人出人肉。
So in the past, the people there were cannibals.
就7个剩一个。
So out of 7, only 1 left.
最后一个没有回去。
This missionary didn't go back.
留下来。
So he stayed.
学他们语言，
he learned their language,
跟他们一起生活，
and he lived with them.
一个很文明的社会的人到那个落后的地方去跟他们一起生活。
So a person from a very civilized society went over to South Africa and lived with them.
帮他们做工，
to work for them.
学他们语言，
and to learn their language.
语言学会了就把福音传给他。
So once he has learned their language, he preached the gospel to them.
Oh.福音传开了。
That is how the gospel is preached.
会堂建立起来了。
And the church are being established.
那个会堂用这个牧师的名字来起名。
And the church was being named after this missionary.
后来这个牧师死在那边。
So later on, this missionary actually died.
他的坟墓还在那边。
His tomb is still existed.
从出来就没有回去。
And the moment he stepped off England, he did not go back to England. 这种
传道精神非常好。
And this kind of This is worthy of our emulation.
我们虽然是独做真教，但有这样的精神的传道，大概也不很多。
Although we are the true church, but we do not have, there are not many preachers having this kind of spirit.
按照圣经里面预言，
and according to the prophecy of the Bible,
这个要福音要传遍天下。
For the gospel to be preached throughout the whole world.
看马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
14节。
Verse 14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。耶稣说，天国福音要传遍天下。
Here it says that the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world.
然后末期才来。
And at The end will come.
所以末数这末路以前，这个福音呢要传遍天下。
So before the end, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world.
有的人说福音早都传遍天下了。
And someone claimed that the gospel has been preached throughout the whole world.
数这很多国家都有教堂啊。
Because across the world there are many churches.
圣经也翻成很多不同语文了。
And the Bible has been translated into many different languages.
其实那个不是天国的福音。
But that is not the gospel of kingdom.
耶稣讲天国福音要传遍天下。
And Jesus Christ said that the gospel kingdom will be preached in all the world.
我们教所传这个才是天国福音呢。
Whatever we preach in the true Jesus Church is considered as the gospel
kingdom. 以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse
13. 以弗所一章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
你们既听见真理道，就那叫你们得的福音。也信了基督，既然信他，就说的时候，应许身为印记。这里谈到，属于时代所信的是真理道，得着福音。
Whatever that apostle has believed in is the word of truth.
他们就领受应许为印记。
So they have received the Holy Spirit as promised.
我们今天也是有圣灵做印记。
Today we also have the guarantee of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们团的是真理道，得着福音。
Because our group has also received the word of truth.
其他很多教会不会说方言，没有圣灵的印记。
So a lot of churches do not speak in tongues. They do not have the promise of the Holy Spirit.
不是真理道，不是得着福音。
Because what they preach is not the word of truth, not the gospel of salvation.
耶稣说，天国福音传遍天下，耶稣才来，不是现在很多教所信那种福音。
So when Jesus Christ says that the gospel of kingdom will be preached to the whole world before he will come, it is not the gospel that is preached by other churches.
但我们教会传了九十多年，还有很多地方没有。我们教会要等什么时候才能把福音传遍天下呢？
Although our church has been preaching the gospel for more than 90 years, but when will we actually preach throughout the whole world?
按照圣的预言呢，末日越近，福音传的速度更快。
According to the prophecy of the Bible, as the end draw nearer, the gospel will be preached to an even faster rate.
看启示十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
启示录十四章第六节。
Revelation chapter 14 verse 6.
我又看见另一个天使在飞在空中，有用福音要传给住在地上的人，就是各国各族各方各民。第七节。
Verse 7.
他大声说：“应当敬畏神，将荣耀归给他，因为他施行审判的时候已经到了。应当敬拜那创造天地海涵。”众水泉源的啊，这里一眼看一下。
So this is a vision seen by John.
天使在空中飞行。
There's another angel flying in
the midst
of heaven. 在传
福音啊。
He is preaching the gospel.
空中飞行就表示速度很快啊。
So he's flying in the midst of heaven means that it is a very fast.
为什么速度要这么快呢
？Why is it that it is fast?
下面说神审判所已经到了。
Because it says that, the
神的审判已经到了
，because the judgment of God is
不能再单言了
，and we cannot wait anymore。
所以，速度末日神要审判之前，这个福音传的速度会更快。
So before the last day, the speed of preaching the gospel will increase tremendously.
要传给各国各族各方各民，就传遍天下。
It will be preached to every nation, tribe, tongues, and people.
几十年前台湾还没有电视机的时候
，so a few decades ago, before Taiwan has any TV。
以前的传道的解释书，这个天使空中飞行啊，它解释成广播电台所发报道的这个福音的这个方，用这个广播电台报道福音这个方法了。
So previous, a few decades ago, the preacher reckoned that the broadcasting would be considered as described here as flying in the midst of heaven.
如果用广播的传录音，家里有收音机啊，就可以收这个广播的消息啊。
If you use the broadcast, broadcasting station and preach the gospel, everyone with a TV will be able to listen to this gospel.
所以说这个空中都是声音呐。
So it means that the voices are in the air.
你有收音机就能收到这个消息啊。
As long as you have a radio or a TV, you'll be able to receive.
现在有电视了。
Now we have television.
有电脑了。
We have computers.
所以空中不但有声音，还有形象，还有这个影像。
So now the information being transmitted not only sound but includes images.
从几年前开始，台湾总会就用电视台布道。
几年前
开始，台湾就用总会啊，用电视台布道。
So a few years ago, Taiwan GA has actually made use of broadcasting as a media for emergency meeting.
广播的布道的更早已经开始，那最近这几年加上一个 电视台的布道。
So recently we actually had a broadcasting station that we used to preach the gospel.
因为电视台的费用比较贵啊，所以都是短篇的布道，讲短短几分钟啊。
Because the cost of using the broadcasting media is very expensive, so we use a very short message.
但效果不错。
But it is we are making progress.
也有人听了这个电视的广播来找教会的。
There are people who actually listen to these broadcasting messages and came to believe in our church.
现在这个是电子科学科技啊很发达的时候。
Now we are very advanced in our technology.
台湾总会还有美国总会啊，这个马来西亚总会，好多地方总会，他们都有这个网站，然后把我们的福音放出去。
So in different parts of the world where we have our GA, be it Malaysia, Singapore, or Taiwan or US, we have set up websites.
有的人就从这个网路上去得了我们的所传的福音。
So there are a lot of people who actually receive.This material from our website,
就来跟我们接触啊
and they came and talked to us.
啊，所以这个时代因为有这个科技的做我们的传的工具啊，要把文传开啊，这个速度就会更快。
So in this current time with the technology, we are able to spread the gospel.
啊，看以弗所书的第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
第二节
，verse 2.
以弗所书的第二章啊，第二节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2.
末后的日主神的殿，神殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万岭，万民都要流归这个山。第三节，必有许多国的民前往说来吧，我们登神的山，登雅各神的殿，主必将他的道教给我们，我们也要行他的路，因为信也必出于西安，神的言语必出于耶路撒冷啊。这里谈到、
Sorry,
有一个山、啊、在末日主要超过其他的山。
So in the end day, there will be a mountain that will surpass us all mountain.、
啊、这个神的殿就是教会啊。
So the temple of God is a church.
山也是象征教会啊。
So the mountain of the Lord.
那这个神殿的山要高过其他的山，就是说有一。天，我们这个真的很兴旺，胜过别的教会。
So here it says that one day the mountain of God will surpass us all mountain. It means that our church will surpass all other churches.
那很多国家的百姓会说，我们来奔神的登神的山，奔神的殿。
And many people will come and say, "Let us go up to the mountain of God, to the house of God."
找真教会啊
，to look for the true church.
他主会把他道教是我们。叫我们要行他的路，因为信徒出西安，神的话出耶路撒冷。这个西安神的殿，或者耶路撒冷，都是象征真教会。
So Zion, the mountain of God, or the house of God, all these prefigure the true church.
真教有圣灵启示才有真理啊。
So the true church has the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
别教因为没有圣启示，所以圣经常常解释错误。
Other churches which do not have the revelation of the Holy Spirit, they always interpret the Bible wrongly.
别教也有一些虔诚信徒。
In other churches, they are also very staunch.
对他们的信仰不满意。
And they are not very.Satisfied with their belief.
有一天，如果他跟我们接触
，and one day if they were to come and meet up with us,
就到我们所信的都有圣经清楚的根据。
And from what we told them that we whatever we preach is according to the Bible.
而且有丰富的神的话在我们里面。
And we have the word of God dwell richly in us.
啊，他们就会来。
They will come.
现在很多教派。虔诚基督徒都是在找一个更好的教会，有真理的教会。
So there are many Christians in different denominations looking for better churches.
啊，时候到了，我们这个道理传开。
So when the time is ripe and when the truth is being preached,
显明
and the miracle signs and wonder is being
然后圣灵大大降临
and the Holy Spirit will
这样、
be greatly descended.
其他教会人要归入就比较容易。
So it's easier for the other saints from other churches to come.
圣经里面预言有一天福音要传遍天下。
So the Bible also prophesies that the word of truth will be preached throughout the whole world.
然后以色列全家得救。
And the Israelites will be saved.
这个在罗马书有预言。
So this is prophesized in the book of Romans.
为什么以色列得救呢
？Why is it that the Israelites will be saved?
因为耶稣基督成为亚伯的祖先出生。
Because Jesus Christ came from the lineage of Abraham.
耶稣出生在耶路撒冷。
And Jesus Christ was born in Jerusalem.
啊，伯利恒。
In Bethlehem.
啊，那预言应验呢？
And it was being
prophesied has been fulfilled. 圣灵降临在耶路撒冷。
So the Holy Spirit is descended in Jerusalem. 3,000个受洗。3,000 members were baptized.
在一天当中，教会建立起来。
So within a day, the church was established.
很快就传遍以色列国。
And it was preached throughout the whole of Israel.
又传到欧洲去。
And it was preached to Europe.
但后来因为福音被改变。
But later on, the gospel was deviated.
所以本来信的是犹太人，后来放弃不要信了。
And those Israelites who originally believed in Christianity,
但圣经预言有一天真道要传到那边。
But the Bible prophesies that one day the gospel will be preached in Israel.
他们要全部得救。
And they shall be saved.
啊，看罗马书。
Let's read Romans.
第十一章二十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 25.
罗马书的第十一章。二十五节
Romans chapter 11 verse 25
弟兄们我不愿意你们不知道这个奥秘恐怕你们自以为聪明就以色列人有几分硬心的等到外邦数目填满了二十六节于是以色列全家都要得救如经上所记必有一位救主从锡安出来要消除雅各家一切罪二十七节，又说我除去他们罪说，就我与他们所立的约啊。保罗在这里说，有一这个有一种这个奥秘啊，不愿意大家不知道。
So, Paul says that there is a mystery he do not wish that the brethren be ignorant of.
奥秘就是说深奥的秘密，没有神启示，你看不懂。
So this mystery refers to something that is very deep. If without the revelation of God, you will not be able to understand.
保罗要公开答案呢。
So Paul is going to expound this.
答案公开就不算奥秘，已经看很清楚了。
So once he has revealed the answer, it is no longer a mystery.
这个奥秘的内容这里提到两件。
So the content of this mystery is being mentioned here.
一件是外邦数目要填满。
The first will be that the Gentile will come to the fullness of the Gentile will come in. 一件
是以色列全家得救。
Next, the Israelites will be saved.
数目填满就是说神。要拣选有一个预定的数目。
So when the fullness of the Gentile has come in, it means that a certain number of people has been saved.
预定要填满，就一个都没有漏掉。
So when then the number has been fulfilled, none
will be left behind. 一般外邦属籍结束，就转到以色列国去了。
So after that, it was the focus is being turned to the turned to Israel.
现在外邦数目还没有填满。
Now the fullness of the Gentile has not come, has not yet fulfilled.
所以我们还在到处传福音。
Which is why we are still preaching the gospel.
有一天外邦数目填满就结束了。
So one day when the number of Gentile has been fulfilled,
就传到以色列国去。
Then the gospel will preach to Israel.
我们看《使徒行传》第十三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
四十六节。
Verse 46.
使徒行传十三章四十六节。
Acts chapter 13 verse 46.
保罗和巴拿巴放胆说：“神的道先讲给你们是应当的，主因你们弃绝这个道，断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人去啊。”保罗传了音给犹太人，他们拒绝。
So、when Paul preached the gospel to the Jews, they rejected it.
他这个道传给你们是应该的、啊。
When he preached the gospel to them, it is a reasonable service.
因为他们是亚伯的祖孙。
Because they were the descendant of Abraham.
耶稣也称为亚伯的祖孙出生。
And Jesus Christ is also belonged to the lineage of Abraham. 圣
灵也降临在耶路撒冷。
And Holy Spirit has descended on Jerusalem.
按照这个先后次序啊，他们优先读福音才对。
So according to the chronological order, they should first receive the gospel.
因为他们不信，所以使徒转到外邦去。
But they do not believe, which is why the gospel was being preached to the Gentiles.
犹太人拒绝福音是外邦得罪的开始。
So when the Jew rejected the gospel, it is the beginning of Gentile receiving the gospel.
以后保罗就往外邦，就欧洲去传福音，建立教会。
So later on, Paul preached the gospel throughout Europe to the Gentiles.
但有一天还要传回去啊。
But one day the gospel will return back to Israel.
看使徒书三章四十八节。
Acts chapter 13 verse 48.
外邦人听了这个话就欢喜，赞美神的道。凡预定得永生的人都信。这里说，凡预定得永生的人都信。
Here it says that many had been appointed to eternal life believe.
可见一个人要得永生，需要神的预定在先。
So those who need to believe in the eternal life has to be appointed by God.
那凡预定的人都信，就是说一个没有漏掉，全部相信。
And those who have been appointed to eternal life will believe, and none will be left out.
那我们刚刚看这个外邦说天满，就是说外邦有神预定啊，拣选人，这个满了，然后福音就传到以色列国。
And those Gentiles who has been appointed, and this number when it has been fulfilled, the number has been fulfilled.Gospel will be preached to the Israelites.
但是以色列国要得救的全家，不是两千年前所罗时代的全家。
So when Israel will and the whole of Israel will believe, it does not refer to the Israelites in 2,000 years ago.
也不是今天的全家。
It is not the Israelites that is remaining now.
就将来以色列发生很大的战争。
It is because in the future there will be a great tribulation before
the Israelites. 大部分被杀掉。
And many of the Israelites were killed.
剩下的少数人叫做以色列全家。
And the remnant will be considered as the whole of Israel.
他们要全部得救。
And all of them will be safe.
所以我们真教传到那边去的时候。
So when the gospel is being preached to Israel.
看罗马书第十一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 11.
十一章二六二七刚刚看过，我们现在啊再看一遍的各位，十一章二十六二十七啊。
Romans chapter 26 verse 27。
二十六讲以色列全家得救。
Romans chapter
二十六节啊讲以色列全家得救，罗马书十一章二十六啊，全家得救啊。
Romans chapter 11 verse 26 it says that all Israel will be safe。
那二十七节就讲。神除了他们罪恶，就是神与他们所立的约。
So for this is my covenant with them when I take away their sin.
神不忘记他的约。
God did not forget His covenant with them.
他为亚伯拉应许基督从他祖孙出生。
Because God has promised that Jesus Christ will come out from Abraham lineage.
要拯救他的祖孙。
And He will save His descendants.
这个约神不忘记。
So this covenant God did not.Forget.
所以有一天以色列全家要得救。
So one day the whole of Israel will believe.
但这个全家是将来要发生很大战争，大部分被杀，少数人那个全家。
So in the future, great tribulation will befall Israel, and only the remnants of Israel, all of them will be saved.
看罗马书第九章
，Romans chapter 9,
二十七节
，verse 27。
罗马书九章二十七节
，Romans chapter 9, verse 27。
以赛亚主的以色列人喊着说。以色列人虽堕入海沙，得救不过是生在一世。二十九节，若如以赛先前说过，若不是万军之主给我们存了遗种，我们早已像所多玛我们的样子啊。这个二十七节有一个生在一世，二十九节有一个存留遗种。
So in verse 27 it says that the remnant will be safe. In verse 29 it says that the Lord of Sabaoth has left us a seed.
这种话在以赛亚书出现好多地方。
And these two phrases appear in many parts of Isaiah.
就是将来发生战争，大部分被杀，少数剩下的叫遗树遗种。
So in the future, a great war will happen in Israel, and only the remnant or the seeds.
圣经有时候讲移民，就剩下的百姓。
So the Bible says the remnant. It refers to those who are remaining after.
这些人全部得救。
And the remnant will be safe.
啊，因为圣经预言将来以色列要发生很大的战争。
Because the Bible has prophesied that in the future Israel will face great war.
撒加利亚书三章。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 3.
撒加利亚。就是旧约最后马拉基前面撒加利亚。
Zechariah is the book before Malachi.
十三章第七节
，verse 7。
撒加利亚十三章第七节。
Zechariah chapter 13 verse 7。
万军之耶和华说：“刀剑啊，应当兴起。”这里说刀剑要兴起。
Here it says that O awake, O sword.
刀剑是象征战争。
Sword prefigures war.
不一定拿刀相杀了。
You may not take the sword and
从前的武器是用刀相杀。
Because in the past, sword were used in a battle.
将来的战争啊，是核主战、生化战。
So in the future, war may break out using nuclear weapons.
刀剑就象征战争。
So sword prefigures war.
那这个将战争发生结果怎么样呢
？So what happened at the end of the war?
看第八节。
Verse 8.
神说：“这全地的人 三分之二必成的儿手，三分之一人必存留。这战争一发生啊，以色列全国人数掉三分之二，剩下三分之一。
So when the war breaks out, two-thirds of the population in Israel will be cut off and die. One-third shall left.
历史上没有这么大的战争。
In the history, there's no such great war happened in Israel.
中东问题永远不能解决。
The problem in Middle East can never be solved.
亚伯拉罕的原配所撒拉所生的以撒。
So, the wife of Abraham, the son of Sarah.
他的后代是以色列人。
His that Sarah descendant is the Israelites.
亚伯拉罕属女夏甲所生的以苏玛利的后代是亚拉伯人。
The descendant of Abraham from Haggai is the
亚拉伯。
The Arabs.
啊，那以色列是少数民族啊。
So the Israelites are considered the minority.
亚拉伯集团人数很多啊。
However, the Arabs are great in number.
刚刚开始是家族的纠纷啊，家族就家庭。
In the beginning, it was a quarrel between the family.
啊，以后都变成种族的斗争。
Later on, it becomethe war between two different
families. 亚拉伯人跟犹太人斗争。
It is just like the Israelites fighting against the Arabs.
也变成宗教斗争。
And also become a war between religions.
就是回教跟犹太教。
That is Muslim as well as Judaism.
那回教徒认为基督教是从犹太教出来的。
And the Jew reckon that Christianity stems from Judaism.
有旧圣经才有新的圣经。
Because the New Testament stems from the Old Testament.
有犹太教才有基督教。
Only you have Judaism before you have Christianity.
对，基督教也是他攻击的目标。
Which is why Christianity is also at war with Muslim.
美国过去对以色列国保护太多。
In the past, the America has protected Israel for a long period.
所以美国也是基督的国家。
So American is reckoned as a Christian nation.
所以就国际。这个贸易大楼啊，就被攻击。
Which is why the World Trade Center has been attacked.
是一种报复的手段。
So this is a vengeful attack.
他说还要再来。
And they claim that more will happen.
那么将来这个以色列国啊，成为战场。
So in the future, the land of Israel will become
a battlefield. 亚拉伯集团要把以色列人从地球上消灭掉。
So the Arabs will annihilate the Israelites.
以色列少数民族啊，没有办法抵挡啊。
So the because the Israelites are the minority, they are not
able to withstand it. 将来的武器是非常可怕的。
So in the future, the weapon will be very frightening.
所以全国人三分之二被杀掉。
So the whole nation, two-thirds of them will be wiped out.
剩下三分之一。
Only one-third remains.
这三分之一并没有平安啊。
So the remnants do not have any peace.
看第九节。
Let's turn to verse 9.
不要数着三分之一，金火熬炼他们，如熬炼银子；苏炼他们，如苏炼金子。他们必求告我的名，我必应允他们。我要说，这是我的主名，他们也要说，我耶和华是我们的神。啊，这三分之一活得很痛苦。
So the remnants wanted they lead a hard life.
好像用火被熬炼。
It is as though they have been tested and refined as gold.
因为死去的比活的还要多。
Because
被杀掉比活的还多。
Because those who die in the battlefield are more than those who are alive.
那尸体不能马上清除好。
And they cannot clear out the dead bodies.
就发生瘟疫。
And there will be pestilence.
根据统计，第一次世界大战就欧洲大战，因为瘟疫死去的人比大战被杀还要多。
So according to history, the World War break out in the Europe, the number of people who died due to the pestilence is more than the number who were killed in the battle.
那时候医学不像今天这么进步。
During that time, the medical is not as advanced as nowadays.
所以一下子因为瘟疫死了很多人。
And due to pestilence, many people died.
将来以色列战争更可怕。
In the future, it is even worse for Israel.
死人比活人还多，怎么清除啊？
So those who are dead are more than those who are alive. How are they going to clear out the dead bodies?
瘟疫就传开了。
So the pestilence will spread.
啊，然后因为用这个核主战或是生化战的结果，水跟食品会有污染。
Because if you are using nuclear weapon or biohazard weapon, you pollute both the water as well as the food.
就发生饥荒。
And there will be famine.
因为水不能喝，东西不能吃。
Because you cannot eat of the food, nor you can
drink of the water. 农田破坏也不能耕种。
And because the farmland has been destroyed, you cannot
grow any crops. 有的有这辐射的影响，没有马上数据，活得很痛苦。
And some of them, after exposed to all this, they have chronic disease.
就说他们就悔改。
And they will start to repent.
他们说耶和华是我们的神。
They will say that the Lord is my God.
神说你是我的主民。
The Lord will say, "You are my people."
是不是真教传到那边去的时候
？So this is when the truth, the gospel will be preached over
to Israel. 所以以西结书预言，这个时候他们要被神充满。
So Ezekiel says that they will be filled with God, filled up with the Spirit of God.
以西结三十九章
，Ezekiel chapter 39,
二十八节
，verse 38。
以西结三十九章二十八节
，Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 38。
因为我属他们被掳的外邦人中，后又聚集他们归为本地，他们就知道我是耶和华他们的神，我必不再留他们一个人在外邦。二十九节，我也不再掩面不顾他们，因为我已经将我的灵交给以色列家，就是主耶和华说的啊。这里说有一天神会把以色列人从各国带回来，一个都不留外邦。
So one day God will bring back.The Israelites from different nations back to their homeland.
1948五月十四日，以色列宣布独立。
So in 1948, 14 of May, the Israelites declared independence.
第一代总理宣读建国宣言。
So the first president, he proclaimed the rebuilding of the nation.
然后把国旗掀起来。
And they raised up their flag.
第一任总统就任。
And the first.President has been established.
那时候很多犹太人从外国回去。
There are many Israelites return back to Israel.
有的留下来建设他们的国家。
They return to rebuild their nation.
但有的人回去以后又回到侨居的地方。
But there are a lot of Israelites who return back to Israel, but they go back to the original place.
现在世界各国还有很多犹太人没有回去。
And across the world, there are many Israelites.
根据统计，全世界犹太人最多的地方是美国。
And according to statistics, the highest number of Israelites that is outside Israel is United States.
全美国犹太人最多的地方是纽约。
And the number of the highest number of Israelites in the United States is in New York.
将来一个都不留外邦，全部回去。
So in the future, none of the Israelites will stay in foreign land.
因为他们会预感大争不能避免。
And because they know that the war will be inevitable.
这个战争一定发生，非常可怕。
And the war breakout will be very frightening.
民族要被消灭或者存留，就用这战争决定。
And those who will remain or those who will be annihilated will be determined by this war.
所以战争没有发生，他们就回去了。
So before the war breakout, they have already returned back to Israel.
启示预言就应验，启示预言。
So this prophecy will be fulfilled.
叫做哈密基多顿大战，哈密基多顿大战。
So it is known as the war at Armageddon.
十几年前，台湾神学院第一次神学生跟讲员去以色列埃及旅游。
So a few decades ago, the theological student actually went over to Israel for a tour.
那是我当神院长。
So I was the person in charge.
啊，我也参加。
So I also joined the tour.
以后就决定每三年去一次。
So after that, we decided that we will go to Israel once every 3 years.
因为神学生读三年毕业。
Because the theological student will graduate in 3 years.
所以如果三年去一次，每一年每一个人都有机会去以色列旅游。
So if you have the schedule the tour once every 3 years.And everybody will be given the chance to go to Israel.
有的一年级就参加，有的二年级，有的三年级参加这样。
So some of them will attend when their first year or the second year or the third year.
那这个导游是一个牧师，姓张。
So the tour guide is a pastor by the name of Zhang.
他去那边读希伯来大学，旧约圣经。
So he went over to Israel to study Hebrew.
啊，那他也带我们去看这个哈密基多顿这个山。
And he brought us to a place to the mountain by the name of Armageddon.
他说哈就山的意思，米基多顿是山名，哈就是山，米就是山名。
So A means the mountain. Armageddon is the name of the mountain.
啊，那山的下面是平原。
So below the mountain is a flat place.
那个是古战场。
So it was an old battlefield.
因为仇敌从下面来，他上面看很清楚。
Because the enemy will attack the mountain from the plain, so they are able to seize the enemy very easily.
上面攻下面比较容易。
It is easier for you to attack those enemy at the plain.
那个是古战场。
So this is an old.
那启示预言将来在哈密的发生大战。
So in Revelation, it has been prophesied that a war will break out in Armageddon.
这个预言会应验。
And this prophecy will be fulfilled.
那刚刚所读以赛亚39:28说，他们全部回去，一个不留外邦。
So Ezekiel it says that in Ezekiel chapter 39:24 says that every one of them will return back to Israel.
他们回去的目的跟神要他回去有不同目的。
So the reason for them to return back to Israel is different from God wanting them to return back.
他们的目的是要保留民族的完整，不要被消灭。
So they want to go back to Israel because they want to preserve their nation and their tribes.
神的目的是要拯救他们。
But God wanted to save them.
看29节。
Verse 29.
我也不再掩面不顾他们。因为我已经将我的灵交给以色列家，这是主要说的。这里说，神不再不看顾他们，神已经把圣灵浇灌给他。
Here God says that He will not hide His face from them, but He will pour out His Spirit on the house of Israel.
已经是完成了，但这个预言没有应验呢，所以这个未来完成，将来会这样完成。
So this has been prophesied, and it will be fulfilled in the future.
他们的目的是要保护这个民族不要被消灭。
So the return back to Israel is to protect their own nation.
神的目的是要拯救他。
But the intention of God is to save.
如果没有这么大的战争要发生，他不可能全部回去啊。
If there is no big war, then the people will not have go back.
因为有这么大战要发生，所以他们一定全部回去。
Because of this great war, everyone will return back to their land.
这样才能够全家得救啊。
So that all of them can be saved.
所以圣灵就要降给他。
So the Holy Spirit will be descended on the house of Israel. Just like the Pentecost.
五旬节圣灵降临。
So during the Pentecost,
120 个被圣充满
descended, and 120 people were filled with the
Holy Spirit. 当天有3000个受洗。
On that day, 3,000 were baptized.
神的教会一天就建立起来。
So the Church of God was established in a day.
当将来以色列发生大战时候
，So in the future when a war break out in Israel,
大部分被杀掉
，and most of them were annihilated.
少数人活得很痛苦
，the remnants were suffering.
我们传到那边
，when we preach the gospel,
他们被神充满
，and once they have been received the Holy Spirit,
他们身体有伤医不好的，祷告都医治
，and those who were sick and after they prayed they will receive healing.
他们马上信耶稣
，and they will believe in Jesus Christ.
那么以色列人信耶稣，神最后的工作
，so.For the Israelites to believe in Jesus Christ, it is the work of God in the end.
25章预言，以色列全然得救，接下去叫做世界大战。
So Revelation chapter 20 says that after the Israelite has believed in God, the whole world will have a war.
叫做中东的战争影响世界大战。
So the war breakout in the Middle East will affect the whole world.
啊，还有教会要说逼迫。
And the church will be persecuted.
然后基督再临。
And then the Jesus Christ will come.
世界被毁灭掉。
And the world will be destroyed.
啊，几年前伊拉克发生战争。
A few years ago, there's a war breakout in Iraq.
那时候石油争夺战。
The war is because they were fighting for oil.
有人说这个会引起世界大战。
And someone says that this may cause a world war.
然后耶稣再临。
And Jesus Christ will come.
没有想到很快战争结束了。
And little did they realize that it ended abruptly.
没有引起世界大战了。
There's no world war.
耶稣也没有来啊。
And Jesus Christ did not come.
我们不要看到发生什么事就神经过敏说耶稣要来了。
So do not deem that everything that happens will signify the coming of Christ.
耶稣来有几件预言要成就啊。
Because when Jesus Christ were to come again, certain prophecy has to be fulfilled first.
天国福音传遍天下。
First, the gospel has to be preached throughout the whole world.
以色列全家得救。
The second, the house, the whole house of Israel will be saved. These two prophecies must be fulfilled first. If these two prophecies were not fulfilled, how can Jesus Christ come?
最近我听过消息,
so recently I heard the news.
玛雅族人计算 2015年记住在世界末日。
So the people of Maya tribe that says that in 2012 Jesus Christ will come again.
现在09年快过去了。
Now we are at the end of year 2009.
六年差不多剩下两年嘛。
So we are 2 years away for 2012.
真的再两年耶稣就来吗？
Are you sure that Jesus Christ will come again? It will come on year 2012.
我不认为这么快。
I do not think that it is so fast.
因为没有这种迹象。
Because there's no sign.
啊，福音要传遍天下。
How for the gospel to be preached throughout the whole world?
就一两年内可能吗？
Can it be done in within 1 to 2 years?
大概不会这么快吧。
I do not think that it will be that fast.
因为圣经也没有讲哪一年耶稣再临。
Because the Bible did not say that which year the Jesus Christ will come.
圣经就讲预兆一个一个发出现， 就是耶稣要来已经很接近。
So the Bible says that there are certain signs that you have seen, and it means that the day of the Lord is coming.
其实耶稣什么时候再临不重要了。
But when is Jesus Christ coming? It is not important.
重要是随时准备好啊。
But more important thing would be us preparing ourselves.
你什么时候来，我都已经准备好了。
Whenever you come, I'm ready for you.
这个才重要。
This is more important.
耶稣故意不告诉我们哪一天来，要我们常常警醒等候啊。
The reason why Jesus Christ did not reveal when he is coming because he wants us to be prepared at all times.
那么现在我们所应当做的。
So what we should do now?
就是要把福音传开。
Is to preach the gospel.
好，那我们先来谈一谈为什么目前犹太人信耶稣很少。
Now we shall discuss why is it that now it is difficult for the Israel to believe in Christ.
五旬节圣灵降临。
When during the Pentecost,
那一天有3000个受洗。
The Holy Spirit poured down and 3,000 were
believed. 很快传遍以色列国。
And it was being preached quickly throughout the whole of Judea. And was being preached to Europe.
那么经过了2000年的今天，
After 2000 years today,
为什么犹太人信耶稣这么少？
Why is it that so few Israelites believe in Christianity?
有3个原因。
There are 3 reasons.
一个原因，
The first,
犹太人看重安息日。
看重安息日。 Because Israelites deem they place a great emphasis on Sabbath day.
这数条诫命不能废掉。
Because they did not take away the law.
但天主教把安息日废掉，用星期天代替。
But the Roman Catholic has actually removed the Sabbath day commandment.
基督教也一样，纪念星期天复活日，不纪念安息日。
And because in the Christian world, they worship the Lord's Day, not on Sabbath day.
这种违背诫命的信仰，犹太人怎么能接受？
And this is against their commandments. How can they believe?
第二个原因。
Second reason.
犹太人认为创造万物神是独一神。
The Israelites reckon that the God is the one who created all things.
他以外没有神。
And beyond God, there will not be any other God.
但是从第四世纪开始，
But from the 4th century,
这种神观已经改变。
The concept of one true God has changed.
变成三一体。
It has become into Trinity.
三一体的基本观也是独一神观没有错。
The basic concept of Trinity is also one body. It is
但说明时候好像变成三个神。
But when you explain the concept of Trinity, it seems to be 3 entities.
这种神观依然不能接受啊。
And this concept cannot be accepted.
他们讲三位，不是讲三个。
And when they say there are 3 entities, it doesn't mean 3 persons.
位数讲位格，就是说有诸位感情、意志、神性，有就是有位格。
So they are splitting into 3 entities, having the characteristic and the divinity of God.
那三位数说父、子、圣灵各有位格，不是三个神。
So when you say the three person, it means that there are three different functions.
他们很强的独一神的观念。
Because the Israelites place emphasis on one true God.
基本观念是独一神没有错。
Their basic concept is one true God.
他三位不是三个。
But three entities doesn't mean it is three persons.
这个也没有错啊。
This is not wrong.
但是在说明时候就有毛病。
But when they explain it, it seems to contradict.
他说第一位神圣父。
Only one true God, the
Father. 第二位神圣主。
One true God, the Son.
第三位神圣灵。
And the third one true God is the Holy Spirit.
既然三位不是三个，是独一，怎么会有第几位的差别呢？
Since there are three persons, how can there be one?
还有他的一体就强调独一观念。
So when they say one body, they emphasize on one true God.
其实一体没有独一观念。
But their one body doesn't emphasize on one true God.
圣经讲夫妻一体。
The Bible emphasizes on the husband and wife being one body.
但夫妻两个人不一个人。
But both the husband and wife is two different body.
我出东西，我内在在旁边更会饱吗？
So if I were to eat something, do you think that my wife would be filled?
夫妻两个，一个信耶稣，一个不信耶稣。
So husband and wife, one of the spouse believe in Christ, the other one do not.
是半个去天国，半个去地吗？
Does it mean that half the body will go to heaven and half of the body will go to hell?
一个去天国，一个去地。
But it is actually one of the spouse will go to heaven, one of the spouse will go to hell.
两个个体，不是一个个体。
They are two different body, not one body.
所以夫妻一体就表示夫妻关系很密切。
So the husband and wife being one body means they have intimate relationship.
并没有独一观念。
They do not have the concept of one body.
所以一体就表示父主圣灵关系密切，也没有独一观念。
So the concept of Trinity means that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit having a closely knit relationship, but they are of a different body.
还有一个问题。
So another body.
圣主是永远生出。
The concept of that the Son is eternally born.
为什么讲生出呢？
Why is it they say eternally born?
因为第三世纪有一个异端。
Because in the third century there is a heresy.
说造万物神是独一神。
It says that the one true God is the one that created all.
被造不是被生。
And Jesus Christ is a creator.
因为被造所以没有神性。
Because he is created, he doesn't have the
divinity of God. 被生才有神性。
Only the Son of God or born of God.
假如耶稣有神性，神也有神性，那变两个神了。
If God has the divinity of God and Jesus Christ has the divinity of God, it means that there are two different gods.
圣灵这个灵跟气跟风连着同一个字，所以圣灵不是神的灵，而是神一口气。
So the word spirit is the original meaning has the meaning of air, so which is why the Holy Spirit is a breath of God.
所以圣灵没有神性。
So Holy Spirit doesn't have the divinity of God.
假如耶稣圣有神性，就变成三个神。
If the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three of them having the divinity of God, that means there are three different gods.
那主是三一体人，认为耶稣不是被造，而是被生。三一体主张一体的认为耶稣就被生不如被造。
So the concept of Trinity states that Jesus Christ is born of God. It is not a creation of God.
好像圣经讲亚当神儿子。
Just like the Bible says that Adam is the son of God.
但亚当是被造啊。
But Adam is created by God.
所以他没有神性啊。
Which is why he doesn't have the divinity of God.
人的儿子有人性，狗的儿子有狗性，因为是生的，所以有那个。生他的本性。
So the son of man has a characteristic of a man, and the son of a dog have the characteristic of God. Because they are born of them.
因三章讲耶稣是独生主，神的独生子，独生子是生的呀。
So in John chapter 3 it says that Jesus Christ is the son of God.
哥罗西一章说耶稣所生就是生的呀。
So in Colossians it says that Jesus Christ is born of God.
因为生的才有神性啊。
Because he is born of God.Then he has the divinity of God.
这个没有错。
This is correct.
问题是他把永远加在上面，叫永远生出，这个才是问题。
But the problem it becomes a problem when you say that Jesus Christ is eternally born.
他为什么讲永远生出呢？
Why do you say that Jesus Christ is eternally born?
因为他主张永远生的一体，所以就讲永远出生，永远生啊，
so、
永远生出啊。
Because they emphasize on the eternal God, which is why they say.Jesus Christ is eternally born.
因为生了永远矛盾。
So if you say that Jesus Christ is eternally born, there is a contradiction in this concept.
生出有开始啊。
Because when you are born, there is a beginning.
今天生了，昨天没有生出嘛。
If you are born today, which means that you are not born.
永远没有开始啊。
There is for eternal, there is no beginning.
没有起点，没有终点，这个是永远。
Eternal means there is no beginning or no end.
所以永远生了永远矛盾。
If you are eternally born, it means that.There is a contradiction in these two concepts.
就是问题，我跟一个英国留学神学家讨论过这几个问题，他没有一个可以回答。
So I talked to a theologian from the UK. He has no answer for this.
所以三一体虽然强调独一神没有错了
，Trinity emphasizes on one true God.
但说明起来好像三个神。
But when you when you try to expound the teaching, it seems that there are three different
这种
bodies.
这种神观圣经没有。
This concept is not presented in
the Bible. 旧约没有，新约没有。
It was not in the Old Testament nor in the New Testament.
犹太人怎么能接受呢？
How can the Israelites believe?
还有犹太人很看重神迹。
And the Israelites place a great emphasis on miracles.
一般就叫普遍没有神迹。
Most churches do not have any signs and miracles.
有的神的家说神迹已经过去了。And
some of the people claim that miracles, signs and wonder has passed.
旧约神会行神迹。
In the past, in the apostolic time, they have miracles, signs and wonder. Jesus Christ performed miracles. His disciples performed miracles.
但是现在没有啊。
But we do not have it now.
已经过去了。
Because the era has ended.
所以他不信今天有神迹。
Which is why they do not believe that currently we have miracles.
犹太人很看重神迹啊。
However, the Israelites place great emphasis on miracles.
那么现在教会普遍没有神迹，他怎么能相信你是有神同在的教会呢？
If the church do not have miracles, how can the Israelites believe that your church is a church of God?
我刚刚讲这些犹太人不信耶稣的困难，圣经都有根据。So
when I say that these are the things that causes the Israelites not believing in Christianity, we have basis from background, backups from basis from the Bible.
看约翰第五章。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
约翰五章十八节。
John chapter 5 verse 18. John
所以犹太人想要杀他，因为他不但犯安息日，并且称神为他的父，将主的和神当作平等啊。 犹太人要杀耶稣两个原因。
So when the Jews sought the life of Christ, there's two reasons.
一个原因是耶稣犯安息日。
The first reason because Jesus Christ broke the Sabbath.
因为耶稣常常按住一边干鬼。
Because Jesus Christ always healed during the Sabbath.
按住一边干鬼，律法没有禁止啊。
Although in the Old Testament, the law did not prohibit one to heal on Sabbath day. But it is the teachings by the rabbi.
所以耶稣安息日一边不是说不必守安息日。
If Jesus Christ healing on the Sabbath day doesn't mean he do not keep the Sabbath day. But rather to let them know that you are allowed to heal someone during Sabbath day.
耶稣没有说过不必守安息日。
Jesus Christ never says that you need not have to keep the Sabbath day.
只是按住一边而已。
He only healed during Sabbath day.
犹太人把他杀掉啊。
And because of that, the Jew wanted to kill him.
天主教把按住废掉。
The Roman Catholic has taken away the Sabbath day.
纪念新基督耶稣复活。
And they worship on the Lord's Day.
基督教各教派差不多大部分一样。
And churches of different denominations also keep the Lord's Day.
这种信仰犹太人不能接受。
So this kind of belief they cannot accept.
犹太人杀耶稣第二个理由呢？
The second reason that the Jew wanted to stop the life of Christ.
耶稣把神当作平等跟 说神是他的父亲，把主理跟神当作平等。
Because Christ says that the God was his father, making himself equal with God.
这个是神观问题了。
This is the concept of one true God.
其实耶稣说天上神是他父，没有错啊。
When Jesus Christ says that God was his father, this is correct.
看约翰三章。
Let's turn to John chapter
3. 十三节。
Verse 13.
约翰三章十三节。
John chapter 3 verse 13.
除了从天降下，仍旧在那人主，没有人升过天啊！耶稣再说，从天降下的人主，还是在天说，地上基督的灵跟天上的灵同一个神的灵。
So it says that no one has ascended to heaven but he who comes down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. It means that the Spirit in heaven and the Spirit of Son of Man who is on earth is the same Spirit.
所以耶稣说神是我的父，跟神平等，这个没有错啊。So
when Jesus Christ claimed that God is his Father and having himself equal to God, this is nothing wrong.
因为他是神的灵，成了人的救主啊。Because
Christ is the manifestation of the flesh. 五旬节之前这种观念，犹太人没有办法了解。 So before the Pentecost, the Jews is not able to accept this.
所以把他钉十字架。Which
is why they crucify him on the cross.
五旬圣灵降以后，
after the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit poured out,
很多犹太人信耶稣。
A lot of Jews believe in Christ.
他怎么会信耶稣?
Why is it that they believe in Christ?
因为他已经了解。
Because they have understood.
耶稣没有回安息日。
Because Jesus Christ did not abolish the Sabbath day.
耶稣是神没有错。
Jesus Christ is Christ himself.
啊，这种观点他们会接受啊。
They are able to accept this concept.
那我们今天守安息日啊。
So today we keep the Sabbath day.
我们信独一神的观念跟新约时代使徒们传的一样啊。
And we believe in the one true God, and this concept is the same as the apostolic church.
啊，所以他们可以接受啊。
Which is why they are able to accept.
再看哥林多前书。哥林多前书第一章
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1
22节
Verse 22
哥林多前书的第一章
1 Corinthians chapter 1 Verse 22
犹太人是要神迹新人是求助会这里说犹太人要神迹、啊、
Here it says that the Jew requests a sign
旧约的先知会行神迹
In the past in the Old Testament the prophetsknow how to they are able to perform miracles.
犹太人就相信他们是神差遣的。
So the Jews believe in that prophets were being sent by God.
耶稣自己行神迹，门徒行神迹，犹太人就相信耶稣是救主。
So Jesus Christ and his disciple able to perform miracles, which is why the Jew believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
所以他们不信耶稣的三个理由。
So the three reasons for them not believing in Christ.
一个是安息日被毁掉。
First is the abolish, the Sabbath day has been abolished.
一个是神观被改变。
Second is because the concept of one true God has been changed.
一个是没有神迹。
Third is that there's no miracles, signs and wonder in church.
跟使徒时代完全不同了。
This is totally different from the apostolic church.
那他们所要我们都有啊。
Whatever they needed, we had.
所以要接受我们信仰比较容易啦。
So it is easier for them to accept our belief.
尤其将来圣灵大降。
Especially in the future when the Spirit of God is being poured out, and they will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会感动他明白真理。
The Holy Spirit will motivate them and allow them to understand the truth.
他要接受我们的信仰就更容易。
It will be even easier for them to accept our gospel.
啊，那么我们就是圣灵里面所预言那个迎接。新郎的新妇
So we are considered as the bride that will welcome the bridegroom.
在启示二十一章二节那边，有人看一像，有圣神耶稣从天上降下来，向新妇打扮整齐，等丈夫迎接。
So in Revelation chapter 21, here records that John actually saw a vision that the bride is ready to welcome the bridegroom.
启示录二十章九节十节记载，天使对约翰说。
So in chapter 20, verse 9 and 10,
我要给你认识基羔羊的妻子。
I will let you see the lamb, the wife of the Lamb of God.
叫做基督的妻子。
That is the wife of the bride of Christ.
然后天主就告诉他，天上降下那个圣城耶路撒冷，叫做基督的心腹。啊，这个天主说啊。从天降下来圣的耶路撒冷叫做基督的心腹
So the angel says that the Jerusalem that descended from heaven it is the bride of Christ
我们教是圣灵降临所建立的
So our church is established by the Holy Spirit
我们是基督的心腹
We are the bride of Christ
打扮整齐等耶稣迎接
Once we are adorned properly we are waiting for the Christ
灵修完成
That is we have done our due duty in We have do our sufficient spiritual cultivation.
啊，那么我们现在所要做的就是要找机会传福音。
So what we need to do now is to preach the gospel.
因为我们既然所信的是都是真的，这么我们就有使命要把这个传出去。
Because what we have known is true, and we have the commission to preach the gospel.
在提摩太后书四章二节那里，保罗说。
In 2 Timothy it says.
无论得时不得时都要传福音。
Whether we are in season or out season, we have to preach the gospel.
得时就是把握机会。
When we are in season, we have to grab hold of opportunity.
机会来你不把握就溜走了。
If you have the opportunity and you do not grab hold of the opportunity, you
will let it slip. 不得时就是找机会，铸造机会。
Out of season means you have to create your own opportunity.
约翰福音四章记得把耶稣传福音给撒玛利亚妇人。
So in John chapter 4, it records that Jesus Christ find an opportunity to preach to a Samaritan woman.
撒玛利亚人跟犹太不来往。
The Samaritans do not go along well with the Jews.
因为血统不纯。
Because their blood is not pure.
犹太人把他当了外邦人。
And the Jews reckoned that the Samaritans were not their
tribe. 耶稣怎么能把福音传给他？就是要铸造机会。
So how do Jesus Christ preach the gospel to the Samaritans? He create opportunity.
他想要水喝。
He wanted to ask for water from the Samaritan woman.
撒玛利妇人说：“你是犹太人。”
So the Samaritan woman says that you are.
我们是撒玛利人。
We are Samaritans.
你怎么向我要水喝呢
？How can you come and ask water from me？
耶稣说：“你喝这个水会再渴了。”
Jesus Christ said that when you drink of this water, you will thirst again.
如果你知道我是谁，你反而要向我要水喝啊
！If you know who am I, you will ask water from me.
撒玛利人说：“你刚刚向我要水喝。”
The Samaritan woman said, just now you were asking water from me.
现在你说你要水给我喝。
Now you say that you want to give me water.
你没有取水器具怎么拿水啊
？You do not have the accessory to draw up water. How can you have water?
耶稣说你喝的水会再渴啊。
Jesus Christ says that the water you drink, you will thirst again.
我给你喝的水不会渴啊。
Whatever drink I gave it to you, you will never thirst again.
就把福音传出来。
So he preached the gospel.
然后又把书上讲出来。把这个撒玛利亚妇人的私生活啊讲出来。
Later on, he told the Samaritan woman of what she has done.
撒玛利亚妇人就说：“这个是基督啊。”
So the Samaritan woman says that you are Christ.
就把这个消息传开了。
And she preached the gospel to the
people. 很多人来信耶稣。
A lot of people come and believe in Christ.
撒玛利亚犹太人本来不来往的，怎么可能把福音传给他
？And the Samaritans as well as the Jew do not go along well with each other. How do they preach the gospel?
铸造机会。
So Jesus Christ has created an opportunity.
我们传福音不仅是把握机会，还要去找机会。
So not only do we grab soul of opportunity, we have to create opportunity when we preach.
好像台湾常常有一些福音组，他们去医院传福音。传单分福音小组啊，去为他们祷告啊。
So in Taiwan, we have different groups that actually go to hospital and give out pamphlets and pray for the patients.
啊，有人因为这样来信耶稣。
There are some who actually come to believe in Christ.
有去养老院去找那些老人聊天，帮他做一些他不方便做的事情，然后把福音传给他。啊，那老人呢、啊、也有来信耶稣。
And some of the people actually went to old folks' home and helped them in their works and preached the gospel to them, and some of these old folks actually come and believe.
那我们要把福音传开，要先做一件事情。
So before we preach the gospel, we have to do one thing.
弥迦书的第七章。
Micah chapter 6,
chapter
7.
就是旧约圣经啊。
Micah chapter 7.
弥迦书这个七章是中文圣经1092面啊，中文1092面，《弥迦书》七章十一节。
Micah chapter 7 verse 11。
以色列啊，入住必到你们的墙，你的墙垣必重修；到那日，你的境界必开展啊。这里谈到了，时候到了，以色列的墙垣要，这个以色列境界要开展，就要。很发展很强盛，之前呢要把墙垣修好。
So in that day the wall will be built and the decree shall go far and wide.
有墙垣，这个城里的人就有安全了。
If you have wall, that means the citizen within the nation will be safe.
墙垣坏了没有修好，一直向外发展，仇敌会攻回来，这个城里的人就危险了。
If the wall is not built and you keep on expanding your territory, then the people residing within the wall will be exposed to danger.
啊，这个墙垣要重修，就表示说我们的灵修要做好了。
So the wall are to be built means we have to spiritually cultivate ourselves.
看以西结书的二章二十节。
以西结。Let's turn to Ezekiel.
42:20。
Chapter 42:20。
以西结书的二章。
Ezekiel chapter 42 verse 20.
二十节，他梁四面四围有墙，长500座，宽500座，为要分别圣地与俗地啊。这个成长目的是分别圣地跟俗地。
So the wall is to segregate the holy.Area from the
城内是圣的，城外是俗的。
So within the city itself is a holy place, outside the perimeter will be the common place.
城墙要维重修好，就是说我们跟不信主人要分别为圣。
So once we have built out our walls, it means that we have to segregate ourselves from those who are unholy.
不信主人所做的，如果违背圣经教训，我们就要不跟他做一样事情。
And those who are doing things that are against the Bible, we have to segregate ourselves from them.
就最后再看一段圣经。
So we shall read another verse.
箴言二十五章。
Proverbs chapter 25.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
箴言二十五章二十八节。
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28.
人不祝福自己的心，好像毁坏了城邑，没有墙垣。
Whoever has no rule over his own spirit, it is like a city broken down without walls.
城邑的墙垣毁坏了，就仇敌就攻进来。
If the wall of the city is broken down, the enemy will charge in.
啊，自己的心不祝福，就是说灵修没有做好，魔鬼就攻进来了。
If you do not rule over your own spirit, that means you have not done enough spiritual nurture.The devil will come in.
所以要保全传道听之前，我们内部要先从要整修好，就是说灵修做得好。
If we were to preach the gospel, we have to spiritually cultivate ourselves.
啊，如果现在灵修没有做好，然后神行神迹，很多人来慕道。
If we do not spiritually nurture ourselves and we preach the gospel, a lot of people believe.
啊，看我们聚会没有多少人。
And when they saw that, We do not have much people in our service.
哎，你们道理这么好，怎么参加聚会这么少啊？
If you have such a good gospel, but why is it that so you are lacking in number attending service?
你们有圣灵会改变人，不过习惯，我看你们信徒也不是很热心，行为不算很好嘛。
So I heard that receiving the Holy Spirit will change a person, but I do not see that the believer in the church has having good conduct.Or being fervent in church.
他来说期待很大，结果失望也更大。
So they come here with a high hope, but they will be very, very disappointed.
那为什么目前我们教会好像有的信徒很热心，但是也有人不太热心，很冷淡也有。
But why is it that in our church there are people, there are members who are very fervent, but there are those who are not very fervent?
啊，我听说以前这个第二次世界大战时候。啊，美国常常去台湾丢炸弹。
I heard that in during the war, in
第二次世界大战，美国常常去台湾丢炸弹。
Yeah, I heard that during the World War II, the American will fly over to Taiwan and drop bombs.
啊，什么时候会死机也不知道。
And we do not know when we will be hit.
生命财产都没有保障啊。
Both our property and our life are not.
那一段期间，大家很热心。
And during that period of time, everybody is very fervent. After the war,
又慢慢退步了。
The faith of the believers start to degenerate.
十年前，台湾中部区有9.1的大地震啊。
So 10 years ago, we had an earthquake.
有的，9月21号大地震啊。
So we have an earthquake in 21st of September.
有些人好不容易一辈子才积点钱买一栋房子，一个晚上就没有了。
So there are a lot of people that have spent their whole life saving to buy a house, but overnight their properties collapse.
那一阵子大家也是很热心。
During that period of time, there are a lot of members become referred.
过了10年没有再那么大的地震。
So after 10 years, there is no major earthquake.
所以现在还是不怎么热心。
So the fervency of the members declined.
啊，美国那个9.1的国际贸易大楼啊，被撞的时候啊，我听说那建筑有些弟兄姐妹也是发起热心。
So what I heard is that after 9/11 incident, there are a lot of members become very fervent.
世界末日之前有很多灾难。
So before the last day, there will be a lot of suffering.
有地震。
There will be earthquake.
有饥荒。
There will be famine.
有瘟疫。
There's pestilence.
有战争。
There's war.
还有逼迫。
There will be tribulation.
这些灾难越来越多时候。
As the suffering increases.
生命财产都没有保障。
And our possession will not be able to help us.
很助人那时候 大家一定会更忠心。
Very naturally, all of us will become very fervent.
因为耶稣是我们的避难所。
Because Jesus Christ is our.
耶稣以外没有安全地方啊。
Our stronghold, beyond Jesus Christ, we do not have any more protection.
那发起肉心来灵修，就会做得更好。
So our spiritual nurture will do better in our spiritual nurture.
然后神迹就显明。
And signs and miracles will.Start to manifest. 这福音就传开了。And this is how the gospel will be manifested. 所以说，速地末路
越近，福音传得更快。
Which is why, as the last day draw nearer, the gospel will be preached throughout the whole world at a quicker pace.
教会的前途啊，是可以乐观的。
And the future of church is optimistic.
那我们现在所要做的就是加紧灵修功夫了。
Whatever we need to do is to improve on our spirituality.
啊、过去大陆有一个时期信仰很不自由。
So in the past, there's a period of time when religion is very restricted.
会堂被没收。
So the church will be confiscated.
赞美书、圣经被拿去烧掉。
And Bible and hymn books are being taken and being burned.
没办法聚会。
And there are people, the believer are not able to.
有些比较信心好的信徒。
The members who have a stronger faith.
可能晚上睡了以前会把他以前所听的道理传给下一代。
They start to preach the gospel. They actually pass down what they have learned, before all this tribulation to their children.
现在大陆政策比较开放了。
Now the situation in China is better.
有些福建省我们叫很兴旺啊。
Especially in Fujian province where our church
可以盖会堂，可以把教会的招牌挂起来。
We can actually build churches and hang up the name of the church.
如果在信仰不自由之前，他们没有把道理存在心里面。
If during the time when they are under persecution, they did not keep the words of God,
道理就无法传给下一代。
The word is not being preached to the next generation.
啊，就不可能有今天的这个这样的这个发展。
Then it will not be.What we see today.
因为信仰不自由也是一个很长时期、啊、就变成一个断层了。
Because during the time when the members were being persecuted, they lasted for a long time.
我们现在可以自由来聚会听道理。有一天如果发生战争啊、逼迫啊、很多灾难来时啊，可能没有办法像今天这么样自由在会堂聚会。
Today we are very free. We can attend the Bible. We can attend service very freely.There will come one day where we are under persecution and we will not be able to attend service or read the Bible very freely.
平安时啊，应当多读一点圣经，多参加聚会。万一将来没有这个自由时，我们所学的道理才能够用得上。
So in time of peace, we should read more Bible and attend more service. So in times of persecution, when we do not have the Bible or do not have chance to attend service, we will have all these.In our heart.
好，我们唱一首诗来结束。
We shall sing a hymn to end.
286首。
286